All right. Let's Let's find Corby. He is out working the room with the wireless microphone as we check in on our friends and colleagues here in the Super Bowl Media Center.
Yes.
Those who are doing their job.
Hello,
working
Mike.
Working hard at it. Hello, Corby. Do you have us?
I do. I have you. Do you have me?
Copy that, sir.
Oh, this is magic.
It
is. Truly magic.
It truly is.
I don't even have to be plugged into anything, and yet I can walk around and do a radio program.
Yes. You can say hi to Marty there.
I can't say hi to Marty. I don't know if she's on the air right now.
You're traipsing.
Marty, you on the air? God, Marty's so serious. You know?
She is.
You don't get it. You're in radio.
Nope. Oh, she just told you 1 second.
I mean, we love Marty.
All right, we're getting 1 second by her.
Okay, don't worry about it, Marty.
Push them together.
Marty is the she's the producer over here for the Mighty 1090.
Yes, the Darren Smith Show.
Yes,
Corby the great Davidson, Darren the Smith. Ticket.
Yes, that's the Hacksaw Station.
Darren, our good friend. Here she is. Hi, Marty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you again.
Great to see you. I was very excited when I got here on Sunday and I saw our spots were side by side.
It's, you know what? Typically, we're separated by a wide chasm. Now we're so close, I can feel your presence. I can feel you breathing down the back of my neck every day, and I love it.
That's because I actually am.
I know.
I mean, I literally am breathing down your neck. We're so close. It's like I'm sitting on your lap.
How
we're
will
so
you
close
feed?
In these close quarters.
I know, and I love that. I wish you could sit on my lap more, Marty. So let's get an update on you. We do it every year.
Yes.
How is your boyfriend?
That's a leading question right there.
What do you mean?
I don't know. When I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, do you have one? Last year it was so-so.
I wouldn't call him a boyfriend.
A friend?
A friend. Have a friend.
With maybe a benefit or two?
It's always good to have benefits. That's why you have friends, right?
Totally. Totally. So, how old is he?
Oh, boy. How old is he? My age. And don't ask. How about that?
I think we already
was
have.
The last time you got laid?
Have I ever given you a straight answer on this stuff? I haven't, have I?
I don't think you've ever told us your actual age.
No.
But, you know, you're like my age. You realize that, and it's no big deal.
Is that right? How old are you?
I'm 44.
I'm not your age.
You're not.
You look great. Are you really?
Yeah.
What are you using your skin? You look fantastic.
I have kangaroo piss.
Okay, I don't use that. I'm glad to know we use different products.
Thank you for saying that. You look wonderful, too. I don't even know how old you are. I just assume you're about my age.
She's 37.
Okay.
So spit it out. How old are you?
I'm not. And I like that TCU sweatshirt, too.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I like your top. We can trade right now.
You would look good in pink.
I know, right?
You look good in hot pink and these fishnet hose.
God, you always dress for success. You know that?
I'm dressing. This is all I have. Coming from San Diego, this is all I have for 18-degree weather. Is this my
Shove a dill in your mouth.
So I wear what I have.
Now, I'm very impressed because typically at this point, we've already had like 3 sports points made by Marty about the Cowboys or something like that. You haven't even mentioned sports.
I haven't mentioned the reassignment of Lane Kiffin and Scott Linehan and what's happening with Bill Callahan's
How does she know all this stuff? It's like you have sports blue
her.
Balls without the balls.
That's
like
her.
Like sports radio.
It's
strange.
Like, we don't even talk about it.
Why not? How is that what the Cowboys...
Because we got you to talk to.
Unbelievably fascinating. You know what?
It's old news, Marty. We just get sick of it.
What is it you're sick of dysfunction? Is that it? Because I really don't know right now which front office is more dysfunctional. The Cleveland Browns...
Okay, Marty. We don't want to talk about the Browns.
Sports.
No. See, I mentioned sports, and then look what we got.
Yes.
She's unleashing her sports blue balls on me. Now, Marty... Marty, has Hacksaw ever made a move on you?
Have you seen Hacksaw?
Yes, I have.
Wow, is he?
He's amazing.
Is that right?
Dude, have you ever seen a human being that looks the part more than him?
No, he is, you look up sports radio host, okay? If there were pictures, they think that sport radio guys look like Hacksaw with the socks pulled up and the free sweatshirt.
Right.
And the same shorts that people think that's what we all look like.
Exactly. And we're actually beautiful, hot, young, attractive people.
We wear fishnet hose on Radio Row and pink tops and things like that. So.
Exactly.
Well, comes. Now, I heard he was a guest on your show.
No. I was a guest on his show.
Really? How'd that go? What did he ask you?
It was before the Cowboy-Charger game. And so, dude, it was so football intensive. We replayed it the next day, though, because it was really funny, him and Vincey together.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, I need to go back and listen to this now.
He has. Darren's listened to it.
About everything, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
So you've managed also in this year to avoid having a child, right?
Yes. I need to go ahead and check on that, but I'm positive that has not happened.
Now, I know, you know what, you're not one of those girls where you can't tell if you're pregnant or fat, because you're thin.
By the way, how does that happen? How is it possible to have a child? How do you not know you're pregnant?
You're fat, that's why.
Fat.
An abortion.
It's not, if I gained 10 pounds anywhere, I would know. If I gained 40, everybody would. I mean, what kind of clothes do you wear? How do you hide that?
We had a girl at my high school that was about 300 pounds that slid into second base in a softball game and a kid popped out.
No, that's not true.
Totally true.
What's her name? Did you guys ever go out? Did you date her?
No, I didn't date.
Well, I don't know. I don't. You...
A kid flew out into center field.
I'm just making sure. I've nowhere to go with that.
Right? I know. I'm sorry. All right. Well, we're gonna move on. But hey, I love you.
I love you too. And I have one question.
Fire away.
What's the burning sports story in Texas?
Marty, sit down and produce your program. We're not gonna talk sports with you.
No. What?
We don't want to talk sports with you. We like everything else about you except your sports love.
Fashion, personal life.
Everything.
Yes.
Well, I like everything about you, too. You guys are great. I love Mike.
Yes, he's the best. He's the best. All right,
thank
sweetie.
You,
thank you. There she is, the great Marty. Every year I love talking to her. Okay, let's sit down over here and see what this...
Yeah, let's slide into that.
Okay. Go in the front door and take a right into the grand ballroom.
Okay.
What?
Okay, I'm just going to saddle up next to her, okay?
To DirecTV?
No.
Watch this. He's going to sit down.
Madam?
She hasn't noticed him yet.
Madam? Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. What's your name?
I'm Natalie.
Natalie, what brings you here?
Radio.
Okay, who are you with?
810 in Kansas City.
Oh, a Kansas girl, huh?
I am, yeah.
What is 810? What do they do?
All sports.
God, there's a lot of sports people in this place right now.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What do you do?
I'm our promotions director.
Oh, how'd you get in here?
We could use one of those.
You know, I just make my way in every time and... hop along on the trip.
So are you literally go on the Super Bowl trip every year?
The last couple, yeah.
They let a promotions person in here. This
That's
is
amazing.
Awesome.
Think of how well-funded they must be.
How old? Wait a minute. What's your name?
Natalie.
That's right. I forgot. I smoke a lot of weed. So how old are you?
27.
Okay. Did you study this genre of life in school?
I did. I've worked for the station for 9 years.
9 years? In high school?
She was 18?
Yeah, started right out and then been with them ever since.
What did you do in college? Where'd you go to college?
I went to KU.
Ah, yes. Yes. The Tigers.
Just played TCU.
Tigers?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did. You did. Yeah, it's fun to be in the same conference now, isn't it?
It is. It's great.
Yeah? Did Mark Mangino ever hit on you?
No.
Did he ever sit on you?
No. Thank goodness.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Now, are you married right now?
I am, yes.
You are. You're young and married. That's weird.
Yes.
To one of the hosts?
Great.
To someone that works you work with?
No.
No. Would you ever do that?
No way.
Too many black guys, right?
What?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Is your husband approve of you being up here without him?
Of course.
What does he do?
He sells insurance.
Sales insurance. So you're in the exciting,
boring,
hustle and bustle, wonderful world of radio, and he sells insurance.
Yeah, it's boring.
Does she know that insurance was created by Hitler?
That doesn't make sense.
Are you aware that insurance was created by Hitler?
I was not, no.
Well, now, look, all you got to talk about with your husband tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'll bring up the conversation and see what he says.
Yeah, I was told that today, too. I'm not sure if it's really true, but we're just going to roll with it and see if it sticks.
I think that's great.
You got a kid or anything?
There's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
That's right.
By the way.
Ask her if she knows this.
Are you aware that there's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey?
No.
Would that sway you to go under the Lincoln Tunnel to New Jersey? No sales tax.
That would not sway me.
Have you been to New Jersey yet?
No.
Well, you just got in today?
Mm-hmm.
You going out tonight?
Of course.
You missed the media party last night.
I know.
All right, Natalie. Well, look, you enjoy yourself here. We're sitting right over there. We're Dallas people.
Great.
Yeah. So we'll see you around. Come see us.
Great.
Tell her to wave at the camera.
Okay. Wave at the camera. You're on TV right there. Just wave. Oh, it's a funny laugh.
So what kind of season are we looking for here this year with the Rangers? All right.
Oh, man. So there you go. There's a little fun in the room here at the Super Bowl.